Hello and welcome. This is Dr. Ann. Today we're going to squeeze the sponge to help you get back in balance so that you can continue to do your vital work of helping people to help themselves. As you love yourself enough to take time for you, you'll have more energy to help others. Get comfortable now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in and focus your attention on your breathing as you slowly breathe out. The next three breaths, I'm going to ask you to hold your breath on the inhale as I count from 1 to 7. And then exhale and hold for a count of 7. We will do this 3 times. Ready? Take a slow breath in and hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Slowly breathe out all the way and hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Breathe in slowly now and hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Breathe out slowly and hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Last deep breath in slowly now. And hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let it all out slowly now. Very slowly. That's right. And now continue normal, natural breathing. Notice how relaxed you feel. You are doing fine. And as you sink farther and farther down, deeper and deeper relaxed, you pay no attention to any sound but the sound of my voice. Lately, you probably felt somewhat depressed or filled with negative feelings, which have been interfering somewhat with your effectiveness as a therapist or in your personal life. This is a very common occurrence in therapists who treat a number of clients with mental problems. It seems as though no matter how hard you try to prevent absorbing your client's problems, it nonetheless occurs. In fact, the more you empathize with a client, the more effective a therapist you are, the more you tend to absorb the negative feelings. It is frequently necessary to squeeze the sponge, as I term it, to rid oneself of these negative feelings before they have set in as an integral part of your makeup. This should be done as frequently as necessary, but I've found a good routine to get into is approximately 1 week intervals. It is necessary to squeeze the sponge in order for the therapist to be more effective in treating his or her clients and in dealing with his or her own personal life. It is now the time to squeeze the sponge and rid yourself of any absorbed negative feelings. Imagine in your mind a big sponge, which of course represents your subconscious mind. Hold it over the drain and squeeze the negative feelings from it. As you squeeze, you can notice the negative feelings dripping from the sponge, splashing in the sink and going down the drain. Now turn the water on and rinse the sponge time and time again, squeezing the sponge intermittently as you do so. And after a few rinses, during the following period of silence, you will find that the water completely clears as it is squeezed from the sponge. This, of course, indicates all negative feelings have been removed. Now follows that period of silence. And now all negative feelings have been removed. These negative feelings are completely gone, washed down the drain where they belong. They serve no useful purpose by remaining in your subconscious mind. The only reason that you absorb them was a subconscious method of getting your clients well. And now you have rid yourself of them and washed them down the drain where they belong. Now, of course, any time negative thoughts or emotions are removed, the void must be filled with the positive. I give you these positive and useful suggestions. The only reason you originally absorb these negative thoughts or emotions is because you are an excellent therapist and are more interested and concerned with getting your client well than you are in your own well-being. As you continue to help your clients by removing their negative thoughts and replacing them with positive ones, you're bound to pick up some of these negative thoughts. Now, however, you will also routinely discard them by squeezing your own sponge. In this manner, you can continue doing your utmost best in helping your clients, which is your lifelong dedication. So now you sink farther and farther down, deeper and deeper relaxed. Realizing all negative suggestions you may have had are now gone. And in a few moments of silence which follow, you begin to feel refreshed and once more optimistic and look forward to further successful sessions with your clients. Become aware of knowing, seeing, and feeling yourself cleansed and refreshed. Imagine that you're being filled with a stream of clear rose gold light. As you breathe in, it fills you in all those places where negative energy was squeezed out. And as you breathe out, it surrounds you in a protective cocoon of healing, restoring energy. Your breathing will remind your subconscious to fill you within and without with a protective, health-restoring, rose gold light. This is the light of pure energy, and this is so. I will give you a few minutes to practice this. Notice how refreshed you feel as you continue to practice. Now it is time to come back to this place, this time, feeling fully refreshed, relaxed, and alert. If you're using this at night, when I say wide awake, clear-headed, and alert, you will know that I'm giving you a post-hypnotic suggestion that this is how you will feel at your normal awakening time, and this is so. If this is not your bedtime, then as I say wide awake, clear-headed, and alert, you will notice how good you feel and open your eyes, feeling wonderful. One, coming up slowly, remembering everything you need to remember from this session. Two, beginning to stir. Three, on the count of five, you'll open your eyes, feeling wide awake, clear-headed, and refreshed, and this is so. Four, begin to stretch your arms and your legs. Get all the cells and the muscles wide awake. Five, body, mind, and spirit fully integrated. Back to this time, this place, wide awake, clear-headed, and alert. Feeling wonderful. Enjoy the next few minutes, and we'll get together again soon.